Blog Talk Radio.
Just 2 seconds. You're on the night. The night is Wednesday night. You're supposed to be on tonight. It's 7 to 7 o'clock. All right, go ahead and call in, and I'll wait till you get on, okay? I'll go ahead. Well, we thank the Lord for everything that God has done for us and what God has done. He's blessed us. He's called us once again to be able to shout hallelujah. And God is so good and to his mercy and do it forever. Tonight, God is blessing us again with a person and persons to be able to teach the word to us tonight. It behooves us to stay connected with him. One of the things I understand as I was reading the word, as I was preparing myself to teach the word. And the more I see what God is saying, God says we can declare and decree. But as I was reading the word, I found these words there. In John 14:26, these some words you can put in your thinking process. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, from whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach me and you all things and bring you to your remembrance of things I said to you. What God's Son was talking to the disciples, telling them, God's going to bring us back to a place where we can all be able to wonder, and God is blessing us. So one of the things I will say, and as we move forward with God, we're going to ask Brenda Lipscomb, who's going to teach us. And then Brenda, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Well, I had a powerful testimony last week, and it was really about faith and believing. Having faith in God, believing what he said, understand that he's not a man that will lie. If God said it, if God promised it, God will bring it to pass. And so a lot of us, we waver in our faith. The Bible says in James that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So either you're going to go 100% with Christ or 100% the other way. In Revelation, he talks about the lukewarm church, the person that can't make up their mind whether I want to live for God or whether I want to live for myself. And, of course, when Paul talks, he says that you have to put the flesh under subjection. So the flesh is doing what it's supposed to do. It's making you want to do things that you shouldn't do. But you've got to be strong in the power of the Lord and his might. The battle is not yours, you know. So you've got to take the Lord with you and allow him to do what he do best. And that is work out our mess that we've made. And most of the time, we're always going to make some mess. Get in somewhere. We used to say, write a check that your butt can't cash. You know, we're boasting and we say this, say that. And when we confront it, we back down like a little puppy that touched his head and keeps on running. So, if we're going to have faith, now faith, if we're going to have faith, it's got to be now. It can't be that, oh, well, you know, 2 weeks from now, I'll believe God. But right now, I don't have the faith. That's not a correct answer. You're supposed to have the faith from the beginning. Because when you're, when the plan of salvation has been explained to you and you've accepted it, faith comes in right away for you. so you don't have to call and wait and beat on some drums and guitars and think that it's going to happen. Faith is a word in action. If I have faith, it's just like this organization that is housing my son. See, I've got to support it. I have got to support it. And like, well, excuse me, like I told the gentleman, I'm not supporting the institution because he took my son in. I'm taking the institution because I believe in his principles. When a person tells you that they've been incarcerated and they've been this and they've been that and everything, and it shows you an example of how you could be turned around, you know, and it doesn't take years and years to get turned back around. And so my sister and I was having a conversation about Judas, but like I told her, Judas had a purpose, and we all need to understand our purpose. Yes, it was sort of what you call a cruel incident, but we have a purpose. God said he created all of us with a purpose. Judas was Jesus' friend, but then at the appointed time, the Spirit had to enter him to do what he needed to do. So by faith, wavering faith, but by faith, he moved toward Jesus and did whatever he did. And so I'm breaking it down really, really slow today. I'm even speaking slow because I just want us to understand that we can't operate without faith, not the believer. And so it says the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not seen. If we can see it, why hope for it? If we can see it, why touch for it? We need to challenge God on his word and let his word direct us to the place that we go. I am reminded of, I've talked about Abraham before, but let me talk about a little disobedience. It's not bad, or a little white lie or something like that. A lie is a lie, and it's unrighteous before God. But our eyes get very big, and we want the best for us. Well, you know, Lot was not supposed to go with Abram on the journey. But on the journey, jealousy rose up. But I thank God for Abraham being a righteous man at the time, and he just said, well, you know what? Lot, you pick whatever land you want to, and whatsoever I take it, you know. We hardly would do anything like that. We hardly will furnish a church with food. Now, here's a body of Christ that looked like hood. So you can't judge a person's cover. You can only judge the person how he treats you. So here's a church with a couple of pews in it, and I says, wow. And then it had a biker's bike sitting right up in the front, ready for the I go tour. So I'm losing my train of thought, but that's because I got caught at the moment. I was prepared, and then I just have to be honest, you know, because honesty will set you free. A lie will bind you up. And so my point tonight is just with my home. I said I believe that my home is going to be sold within 3 months, and I got an offer on the Friday that offered me the offering price. And so usually that's not it. They want to bicker and dab and things of the sort. But I had to kick my faith in, and that's what I was explaining last week. You know, my faith had shattered, you know. It's not that I didn't believe in God, but I didn't have the faith to believe that he was able to move the mountain that my son was in. I kept looking at it out the wrong eye. I was looking at it out of my eye instead of out the eye from the God that I serve, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. There's no way that I was supposed to walk out that jail owing $370,000. There's no way I was supposed to walk out that jail owing $125,000. But the ultimate end is I walked out of that jail with zero money spent, took my son out to eat, took him to Walmart, and then took him to the facility where he was going to stay. It's a three-month training program. The next 3 months they work, and they have to pay $50 a month for working. But if you have the faith to believe that God can do it, then he will show up and show up mighty and show himself strong and powerful. But we have to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding. And so I must confess, because the truth will set you free, I must confess my faith wavered. And I want you to understand that my faith wavered, you know. But when I got back on track, hallelujah, and I say, I serve a God who $370,000 is nothing. To me, it's almost a half a million dollars. Where am I going to get $500,000? But everything belongs to God. Everything. So when God works it out, he knows how to work it out. And then the judge said, when we go back on July 5th, he said, your birthday is July 8th? Well, you might have a birthday present there. And that birthday present will be that's the end of his time. He doesn't have to do anything else. But he's going to end up with two fresh felonies. Now, we know that people say, they don't want to rent with people with felonies. They don't want to give them jobs with recent felonies. But I want y'all to touch and agree with me and help my faith to hold up where it should be, that God's going to supply him with a job. And I'm not just talking about my son, but I'm talking about all the others. I wish that I could afford a trip that we all go and see this organization, this small organization that is doing mighty deeds and mighty works for the Lord. A lot of these churches, and I know some, I won't call any name, but if they can't get notoriety for the things that they do, they don't do it. Spindor Baptist Church has maybe four pews in it, a bike sitting in the front, but they feed the whole community every day, three meals a day. They take in donation clothes and things, put them on hangers, put them on sizes, put things out, and he allows the people to go shop and get what they want and does not charge them a dime. He told me his organization runs on volunteers only and that the only thing they play is lights and things. Who wouldn't send us to that place? Who would send us? I had called thousands. Well, I'm exaggerating, Lord, forgive me. I had called at least 500 places. And I'm harping on this because I want you to know that God is still performing miracles. You know, a lot of us think that he's not performing miracles and things, but God is still reaffirming faith and making you a believer in what he said. And so you got to take him for his word, take him that he's not a liar, that man. You know, he's not a liar. He tells the truth whenever he opens his mouth. And so he's going to remedy some more things. Not just for me, but for you too. He's going to remedy some more things. And just like I declare that my house will be sold in 3 months, by the time that he is out, I'm going to be that founder house. And I know I've been looking and looking, and these houses, oh, God, they rent from $1,000 on up. I saw one place that went up to $12,000. I said, golly gee, would somebody pay $12,000 to stay in an apartment-type environment? You'd be broke in a year. But faith says that if I want that $1,200 apartment, that I can have it, but I choose to be humble. That the facility, the open door bikers, has really shown me a new method of effort. And I'm asking that you all that have anything, if you don't want to drive out there to suffer to give it away, you know, just let me know. My number is 832-449-8379. Because I would like to take the things to them. You know, we have the statement is other people's treasures is somebody else's gold. You know, I don't know how the thing go, but bottom line is whatever we can do together collectively to support these members who are giving their all in all, these two pastors to help people. And I just want to thank y'all for that time just to tell you that you cannot say that there's nothing for you to do, because there is something for you to do. You know, we have to help one another. We cannot have that crab mentality. And trust me, I'm spreading this organization everywhere for their children that are in Louisiana. You know, and I want to see them grow to Texas, offer them, because there's so many people in the Texas jail that do not belong there. How many believe that with me? Do you all believe that? Hello? Am I muted? Dr. Hunter?
Go ahead and talk to him.
If anybody believed with me that we can support this small church, this small mission that's doing big. They're in the worst community in Sulphur, Louisiana. They tell me there's a drug house on the corner. But he put a beacon light in the midst of all that darkness. And like he said, when the mayor used to call him, he was coming to pick him up. But now he calls him one day a week. He furnishes the food. They feed the whole community 3 meals a day, plus the inmates and the people that are in the program. So if you have clothes, shoes, appliances, or whatever, let me get together and pick them up and take them to them, because they allow people to come in and just shop and get whatever they want and walk out without spending a dime. And they're really blessed. They told me somebody has donated a cow and a pig. They take it and have it sliced up. And then some of the bags, they even put meat in. Now, most people would have kept that hog and stuff for themselves. You know, so we want to be found doing what God has for us to do, and that is help our brother. Because you say, how can you love this man that's supposed to be your brother, and you don't love me who you've never seen? So how do you believe in God if you don't see him? I believe in God because not only my old dad getting to manifest more and more, I keep my son lifted up because I believe it's going to be the last time. And I want y'all to stand with me. This is the last time. He'll be 35 years old. This is the last time. And I tell you, God kept me from being in a position where I would have to run and get him out of jail. I didn't have any money to get him out of jail. So anyway, I just want to thank you, Dr. Hunter, for allowing me to share that, because I want the churches today to reach out past their comfort zone and do something like this biker in person. He wants to play some kind of tambo or congos or something, you know. But whatever challenge you have for the Lord, put it to use. If you don't put it to use, he'll take it from you. Put it to use. And that's my word for today. Put it to use. And God decided to put to lose.
Well, Brenda, I have a question for you. Brenda?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My question is, you said the last time. Now, what are your sons saying about it being the last time?
I can't hear you, Doctor. And the young lady that's talking is broken up. May you ask that question again? Can you hear her, Dr. Hunter? Dr. Hunter, do we have a bad connection tonight?
My question is,
your question is,
what's your son stop? What's your son stop?
Okay, let's try it again. You think it's my phone?
Yeah, but go ahead and talk to the people. Go ahead, take it easy. Go ahead. It's my phone.
Oh, it's your phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who is this supposed to be speaking?
Lines are open. Ask questions. Does anybody have a question for her?
But I can hear what you're saying and understand what you're saying. Well. Are you there?
Are you there?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I heard you that time.
Okay, I have some questions for the people. Does anybody have a question that they want to ask regarding how we going to help somebody who's been in prison? Do you intend to help anybody that's been in prison? Do you know anybody that's been in prison? Has anybody in your family been in prison? I will say this much. A testimony has blessed me and brought me to a level of understanding that God, in the name of Jesus, can move by faith. By faith. And there are a lot of people in this society that we now live in, that they want to do nothing but shut up and die. They don't want to serve the Lord. They don't want to help the Lord put his word out there. They want to do what they want to do. They want to have the large churches. They do what they want to do. They do how they want to do. And somebody told me I was wrong about talking about the church. A church is not a building. The building is where the people come to house themselves. But the church is the spiritual body of the believers. And it's not a building, but it's coming together and getting stuff together. So we got a bunch of hypocrites who all go to different places. If I ask somebody to support the ministry of a prison, they don't want to do it. My help is beyond understanding. Because I almost got 75 years. But God, I made a commitment to God to help somebody. That's why I see what I see and do what I do. People cannot bother me. I love them. And there are a lot of people out there. I got some people on the phone. Do you have a question you want to ask? Will anybody go to Louisiana? She made a very bad plan. And she said, who's going to Louisiana with her? Many are called, but few are chosen. See, one of the things I've come to understand is love. The more you walk with faith walk with you. But when Jesus told his disciples in John 26, he said, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, will lead you and guide you, and he will direct you. There are a lot of people in society today. Let me change the subject for just a moment. Why would this young man in San Antonio go around killing people? That's a good question. I hear somebody on the line. Can I help you? I hear somebody. I hear you breathing. Can you got a word? Got a word you want to say? Well, the Holy Spirit has been the last few days. I've been quiet. I've been seeing him doing things in my mind, in my body, in my spirit. And the more I can trust God, the more I see him activating what he says he's going to do. So I have one question. I got two minutes. Go ahead, Brenda. You got 2 minutes left. Go ahead, Brenda. Brenda? Well, I'll go ahead and close it up. Tonight, we just thank God. We praise him, we love him, we adore him. And so one of the things, we got another question coming on. She's got a word. I know God is using her. And I always tell everybody before they come on the radio program, make sure you get your permission wherever you are, because I don't want to confuse. I don't want to fight with anybody. If I can help you to move your ministry forward, good. Because I don't need somebody trying to push. I'm trying to push away from me. That's not my objective. My objective is to spread the word. Now, one thing I learned about when I was with John Osteen, he believes in speaking the words. He takes it to go out there at my lunchtime. When I was a young man, looking for the city, I'd go out there on my lunchtime and pass out Bible and pray for people. And so, somebody's trying to say, we doing that now. It's been done. Somebody's done it before you. We're just glad to know it's still continuing. All we want to do is help somebody. And I want to tell you something. I want to, without finding out all these different organizations got this, but in reality, there's a time we have right now. I love you, God bless you, and the peace of God be with you. And we got another program that's going to come on. And as soon as they come on, you'll be able to talk to us and talk to God. Amen. Nobody but God is this good to us. He's the only true God. He's the only true God. Thank you so much. How we should go on. And what he would do for us. And these are the kind of things that we serve. So I thank God once again. Amen.